Good morning and welcome to Dr. Inge's 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes, to bring your attention to the breath, the rhythm of the inhalation and the exhalation, the ebbing and flow. And expansion. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." As we take the next three deep breaths in, let us be conscious that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach. Take in that life-giving, energizing breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly. Bring your attention down into the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul. The monastery of the spirit. And just for a moment, acknowledge with gratitude the work that this wonderful organ does without you thinking or consciously directing it. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be conscious that we are choosing to commune with the ground of our being. God in us as us. And let's leave outer distractions to the side for the few minutes that we are in communion with God. Inhale. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 65 from Psalms for Praying, An Invitation for Wholeness by Nancy Mill. Praise belongs to you, O indwelling beloved, and to you we commit our lives, to you who hear our prayers, to you we come when we go astray. When our transgressions fill us with guilt, you do forgive us. Blessed are those who draw near to you, those who dwell in your heart. Awaken us to your kindness. Enter into the sacred chapel of our heart. Through pain and suffering, your presence sustains us. O merciful one, our comforter, you, the hope of all the earth, to the distant shore that brings us home. By your light, the foundations were created, being guided by love. You still the roaring of the seas, the pounding of waves, the tumult of the peoples, so that those who dwell even at earth's outer bounds recognize and reverence you. At the rise of each morning and as the sun sets at night, the people bow their heads in reverent gratitude. You visited the earth and slaked out thirst, offering living streams of water. You fed the hungry and taught of love's way. You watered hardened souls, filled with stone and weeds, softening them with kindness and blessings their growth. You crowned your years with abandonment, inviting all to eternal life. In the desert flowers, you come forth. The pastures flourish with fruit and grain. Creation's diversity is glorious. May all people honor these gifts with joyful song while walking the path of love. Divine Beloved, Mother, Father, God, Thou who art the creator of all that is, all that has been, and all that is yet to come. In you we live, move, and have our being. You are the omniscient, the omnipresent, the omnipotent, the source of all. As we consciously come into communion with you this morning, thanking you for the gift of life, thanking you for waking us up this day, thanking you for your wisdom and your guidance that illuminates our path in whatever it is that is before us to do in this day. We are so grateful. We are so grateful for the noise, for the remembrance and the awareness that we are one with you in every situation and every condition, every place and every time and every point of space. There is nowhere where you are not. Our sense of separation is only in our mind and is not truth or is the reality of what is. Mother, Father, God, as we consciously come into communion with you this morning, holding in our hearts all those that are in need of prayer, all those that are in need of healing, all those that are in need of shelter, in need of food, in need of freedom, in need of peace. Whatever their need is, wherever they may be, we hold them in this circle of prayer right here, right now. We know that you, the one power and the one presence, are able to do exceedingly more abundantly than we can ask or think. So for every individual and every collective need that prevails at this time, we are surrendering them before your altar of grace this morning. We are surrendering them knowing you know what to do and how to do. Oh, Mother, Father, God, there is so much that is happening in our world. But at times it's hard to remain at peace, balanced, trusting. But as we face these feelings of desperation or despair, ultimately we come back to the remembrance there is nowhere where you are not, that there is nothing too hard for you to do, that with God all things are possible. As we remember these truths, our soul is comforted, our concerns and worries are stilled. Mother, Father, God, for all the needs, for all the desires, for every wish or want that your children are crying out for, we surrender now to you. For our governments, for the politicians, for those that lead, touch their hearts, touch their minds, touch their spirits, that they may remember that with great responsibility and great power, they have a duty to act and behave in ways that is the highest order with dignity and integrity. For anything I have failed to ask, I know you will not fail to bless it. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. So it is. So it is. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our prayer of intention. Repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without,
radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without,
expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am
the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal
and unceasingly.
Take a deep breath in as we allow this prayer of intention to resonate within us. My beloveds, I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we come together once again on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings. Okay.